So we've talked a lot about how we understand light and how we get light through the context of when we see it and how we see it. But how do we begin to control this medium of light? Well, again, I like to think of it like music. One of the central elements of music is the tone or the note of the music. And then we put those notes together to become a musical score or a song or whatever. The central aspect of light that's like that tone is direction or the angle of the light. All light has direction. Light travels in a straight line. And we understand things through that straight line and through how light travels. So we can begin to see light and how it affects us through the angle of the light or the direction the light is coming from when it hits the surface. The light seems to push us in the direction that it's moving. A light from the top coming down on us seems oppressive almost. We get those dark shadows under the eyes, the dark shadows under the chin, the high light, strong lights on the top of the head and top of the shoulders, and the whole light seems to be pressing us down. By the contrast, light from below gives us the sense of uplifting. Unless, of course, it's coming from very below, and then the shadows are all reversed and it looks eerie or different. We get that flashlight under the face look of the horror movies.